Welcome to the Gospel Transformation Podcast with Stijn Versluis. We believe you will be transformed as you see Jesus through his word today. Are you ready? Let's listen to Stijn.
Hello, welcome to this Gospel Transformation Podcast. I'm so happy that you're listening again. And it's so wonderful to share the word of God with you today. And so, last time I talked about righteousness by faith, and I basically answered the question, how do we get into a right relationship with God? That was the point of, the last podcast. And today I want to build on that. And what I want to do is I want to discover how this works for us, how this really bears into us receiving is right standing with God. And we're going to look again at some of the scriptures we looked at last time, but we're also going to look at a story from the New Testament that I think is a great illustration of this point. And I believe that as you're going to see this truth, you know, become visible through this story, I believe some coins, you know, are going to drop in your mind. You're going to understand how this works. You know, we as humans, we like stories, we like illustrations because it helps us to understand concepts. You know, last time I think I focused a lot on the concept. You know, what is justification? What is righteousness? How do we get right with God? But now I want to, you know, put in the colors and just give you more of a picture of what this actually looks like. So I'm really excited about it and I'm ready. I hope you're too. So let's pray as we start this time together and we study the word. Lord Jesus, I thank you for your word. I thank you that as we hear from you, as we see you, Jesus, that our lives are changed. And thank you for your word that carries so many treasures and that reveals to us how we can have a relationship with you, how we can have true life. Lord, we're grateful. We open our hearts. Holy Spirit, lead us. Guide us, we surrender to you. Thank you, Lord, for this time. We commit it into your hands in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. All right, so let me just give you a little bit of a recap of the last episode. And, you know, by the way, if you have not listened to it, I would really, really encourage you, please go and try to listen to that podcast, the last one before this one. Because it will give you the, you know, the foundation for what I'm talking about today. But just to give you a short recap, I talked about Romans chapter 3, verse 19 to 24, and which basically tells us that we are not justified by keeping the law. You know, we are not justified by our performance, but instead of that, God gives us righteousness, right standing with him. You know, the state of us as we ought to be, he gives it to us as a gift by his grace. So it's no longer based on our performance, but it's a gift. And how did he give us that gift? Because Jesus shed his blood for us. Because Jesus fully met, you know, what was needed for us to be forgiven and to be cleansed of our sin. So that was the point I made last time, and I think it's a foundational truth that all of us need to understand. So, I want to go a little bit deeper into this truth today. And so, we're going to have, again, a look at these verses, and I want you to notice something. So, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read them to you again, but I'm going to emphasize, you know, a few specific words in this passage. So, as I'm reading the passage, please listen carefully and try to figure out why I'm emphasizing certain words. After that, I will explain it more. So, let's go. It says, now we know that whatever the law says, it says to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be silenced and the whole world held accountable to God. Therefore, no one will be declared righteous in God's sight by the works of the law. Rather, through the law we become conscious of our sin. But now, apart from the law, the righteousness of God has been made known, to which the law and the prophets testify. This righteousness is given through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. There is no difference between Jew and Gentile, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and all are justified freely by His grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus. Now, I don't know if you've noticed, but I've stressed a few words. I stressed the word every mouth may be silenced. The whole world held accountable, and no one will be declared righteous by the works of the law. To all who believe, all have sinned, all are justified freely. So I think there's a point here. It says every, whole, or all. Or it says the opposite, it says none. But basically, it makes it very absolute. It makes it very generic. And I think that's a very important point that needs to be made. Because, you know, when it comes to our relationship with God, sometimes we tend to feel that for person A, it's different than for person B. You know, we tend to think that, okay, you know, because person A, he's a very good guy, you know. He goes to church every week. He has this model family. He looks nice. He smells nice. He is a good man, you know, and he's serving in church, you know. The people around him like him, and then, of course, at his work, he's also one of the best people. And, you know, he's very successful. And when a challenge comes, he knows how to deal with it. You know, he's living a good life. And then we maybe compare that person to person B, who has been in prison for years. He's just come out. He has ruined all his relationships. He has ruined many people's lives. He's addicted to all kinds of things. He's on his own. Nobody likes him. The way he dresses, the way he smells is just terrible. And so those two people, we look at them and we say, well, if God has to save them, if God has to justify these two people, certainly there's going to be a very big difference between person A, you know, Mr. Perfect, and person B, you know, this criminal. But let me tell you something, there is no difference. Wow, how can you say that? You know, it's obvious that person B needs a lot more saving than person A. Okay, is that true? You know, when you look at what Paul says here, he says that all have sinned. You think, well, is that really true? It's true. You know, even person A, he might look so great on the outside, but in his heart, I tell you, there is sin. How do you know that, Stein? Well, I know it because the Bible tells me so. Because it's the truth. It's a universal truth. And you know, as humans, what we try to do, of course, we try to always keep a good picture on the outside. But all of us, there are some places in our lives, some things in our hearts that aren't right. And you know, for some of us, it really gets out, you know, and we do stupid things, and there's reasons for that. But eventually, when you look at every human being, when we compare every human being to the perfect standard of God, there is no one who is right. There is no one who is just. You can read that in Romans chapter 3. It says, you know, there's no one righteous, not even one. That's the truth. So whether you're the greatest guy in town or you are the worst criminal, you both need Jesus. You both need to be saved from your sin. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, it doesn't matter how we live. You know, I think this person B has ruined his life and that's not good and it hurts a lot of people. But when it comes to this specific point of how do we get saved, there's no difference between the two. They both need to bow before the cross and they both need to acknowledge that they have sinned. And they both need to put their trust not in themselves, but to put their trust in the blood of Jesus. And that's an offensive message. You know, we think that the gospel is, is all positive, and it is, you know, in a sense of the word. You know, it's the greatest news ever told. But it's a very offensive message. It's very offensive. I've talked to people before, and they don't like it because it puts people on the same level, and it kills pride because nobody will be able to say, you know, look at what I've done. Actually, that's how Paul concludes the chapter. He says, boasting is excluded. You know, taking pride in yourself and what you've done is excluded. It's totally excluded. So I think that's a very important point to make. And then he goes on and he starts to talk that all who believe will be justified in his sight. So the greatest thing here is that it doesn't matter who you are, what you've done, it's for everyone. And so everyone who is willing to acknowledge that they need a savior and who are putting their trust in Jesus, they are all declared righteous in the eyes of God. There is no difference. It's the same for everyone. There's only one way to be justified. It's through faith in Jesus. And everybody is on the same, you know, is in the same place. They all need Jesus. And God says, everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Wow, that's wonderful news. That gives us hope. That gives us true hope. Because if you're listening to this, I'm very sure you're in the category of everyone. You're in the category of all. And so it means that it's also for you. Let nobody tell you otherwise. It's also for you. You know, God doesn't pick people, you know, like, ah, this person, I like him, so I'm going to save him. That person, I don't like him, so I'm not going to save him. That's not true. That's not biblical. The biblical truth is that everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now, Stan, you promised to tell us a story. I said, yeah, that's true. So I think we need to go there. We go to Mark chapter 5. And this makes a very great point. But before I go into the story, I want to just give you one more point. I think this is a truth that's going to help you, even if it's for yourself or for someone else. But there are some people, and it seems like what they say is that your relationship is like a covenant between you and God. And in a sense, that's true. You know, it's about the personal relationship with God. But they would say, you know, and even this, I won't say that people actually say it, but sometimes it comes out like this, or we understand it like this. I think it's the way how I should say it. But it can almost sound like it's a relationship between you and God. So what happens is Jesus saves you, but from that moment on, it's your relationship with God. So that means that God did his part, and now you have to do your part. And it sounds logical, and it sounds good, but it is not. Let me explain to you why. If that was true, there would be boasting. There would be pride, because yes, Jesus took away your sin, but now it's up to you to keep your life okay and to always make sure that your relationship with God is right. So who's the burden on? It's on you. Yes, God did his part, but now you have to do your part. That's not biblical. That's not what the Bible teaches. You know, actually, when it comes to salvation, you know, the actual covenant is between God and Christ. That's the essence. You know, God was reconciled to man, and man was represented by Jesus Christ. So when Jesus died in our place, he represented us to God. And he died as us, as humanity. He was raised again from the dead as humanity. And so now that God has established salvation in Christ, all we do is we put our faith in Christ. So actually, salvation is not something between you and God so much, it's something between God and Christ. And what you do is you put your faith in Christ. So your relationship with God is always going to be based on Christ, on his finished work, and Christ will never change. He's forever at the right hand of God, making intercession for you. So it's not based on your performance. It's not based on what you do or what you don't do. From start to finish, it's about putting your faith in Christ, who is your representative, you know. He is the one that did it on your behalf. He fixed, I don't like the word so much, but I think it makes the point. He fixed the relationship between God and you. And all you need to do is to put your trust in him. That's why the Bible talks about being in Christ. That's exactly what this means. I just wanted to give you that truth, and I think it's going to help you to understand it even more. But I want to go to this story that I referred to. It's Mark chapter 5, verse 24. Let's dive into this. It says, Jesus went with him. This is Jairus. Jesus is going to this man's house because his daughter is very, very ill. And he is going to heal her. So a large crowd follows him, and pressed around him. And a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. She had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and had spent all she had, yet instead of getting better, she grew worse. Now, what I want to do with this story is I want to use it as an illustration. So I'm not going to explain to you everything around this story itself, but I just want to use it as a picture of faith in the blood of Jesus and how we get right with God on the basis of faith. So I think this woman is a picture of us. It's a picture of you and I. You know, she was losing blood. She was losing life. And, you know, that made her unclean. And so we as humans, because of sin, we lose life every day. We miss it. You know, actually it says that we have sinned and we miss out on the glory of God. We don't have the life that God wants for us. Actually, we are unclean. We are not able to have a relationship with God. This woman was unclean. It really impaired her and it made her life very miserable and she was suffering every day. So that's a picture of us in our sinful condition. Now, what happens is she goes to many doctors. Isn't that what we do? You know, that's the whole reason why religion is around. It's man's efforts to fix the sin problem. You know, what we do as human beings, we try all kinds of things to make us feel better, to try to impress God. We cover up all our mistakes and wrongs. And some people, you know, they go to do some meditation. Other people, they just become very religious. They pray so many times a day. Other people, they start to do all kinds of things in order to do penance and to feel better about themselves. But my friend, nothing we can ever do. No human being can ever save us from our sins. No human effort can ever solve the issue. Like with the woman with the issue of blood, nobody could help her. She couldn't help herself. There was no other way that she could be helped than only one way. And that's the same for us. So what happens? When she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his garment because she thought, if I just touch his clothes, I will be healed. Immediately, her bleeding stopped and she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. Now, my friend, that's exactly talking about what happens when we put our trust in Jesus. So what she did was she heard about Jesus. That's where it all starts. Salvation starts with hearing. Romans chapter 10, it says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ. Faith starts when you hear about Jesus. This woman's faith started when she heard about Jesus. My friend, if you're listening to this podcast, I believe every time you listen to it, your faith will grow. Why? Because you hear the word concerning Christ. I always want to focus on him, and that's how faith comes. You know, there are many good messages in this world, and there's nothing wrong with it. But the message that's going to change your life is the message about Christ. And actually, I have to say that if a message doesn't reveal Christ, it doesn't deserve the name of, you know, being a message from the Word of God. Because the Word of God is always about Christ. If Christ is not in the center of the preaching, there's a problem. It will not give you faith. It may help you, you know, with some practical things. It may inspire you in some way. But when it's life-changing, it has to be pointing to Jesus. Because that's where the power is. This woman realized that the power is not in some doctor. The power is not in some person. No, the power is in Jesus. So what she did, she reached out. And actually, when you read a different translation or a different account of this, you will see that she said. So she used words. You know, that's the reason why we pray together at the end of every podcast. If you have not received Christ, I always give you this opportunity. Now, why do I do that? Because the Bible says that we have to confess the Lord Jesus. There is power in confessing it out loud with our mouths. So, that's how we receive. And she says to herself, if I just touch his clothes, I will be healed. And then it says, immediately her bleeding stopped. And she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. My friend, if you put your trust in Jesus, the moment you do it, you're instantly saved. It's not like, now I've started the process of getting saved. Now I've started the process of getting restored. No, instantly, you're completely justified. You're completely right in the eyes of God. That's how it works in the kingdom of God. Now, it will take time to discover what that means and to, you know, change your mind and to change the way you think and live. But the moment you receive Jesus, instantly the issue is dealt with. Now, just in the last few minutes, I want to focus on what Jesus says. He says, at once Jesus realized that power had gone out from him. He turned around in the crowd and asked, "Who touched my clothes?" And then, of course, the disciples say, you see the people crowding against you, and yet you can ask, "Who touched me?" But Jesus kept looking around to see who had done it. Then a woman, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell at his feet, and trembling with fear, told him the whole truth. He, Jesus, said to her, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering." The Bible says that when you receive righteousness by faith, what's the result? Peace. The result is always peace. If you are looking for peace, righteousness by faith is what you should receive, what you should discover, what you should unpack, because that's your key to peace. Because when you have peace with God, that's when peace enters all the other areas of life. Now, I want to reason with you for just a moment. You know, some people would say, Jesus just decided to heal this lady today. Is it true? Who decided that day that this lady was going to be healed? Was it Jesus? Obviously, it wasn't. You know, why would Jesus ask, "Who touched me?" And you might say, well, he must have known it was just his way of communicating. Well, you know, you could argue about that. He could have used his ability to, you know, operate in his divinity and to operate by the Spirit and to operate, in his position as the Son of God. He could have found it out. But in this instance, he shows us something. He shows us that it wasn't him that chose to heal this lady. No, this lady chose to be healed by Jesus. Now, that's a very important key that I want you to understand. Some people think that if God wants me saved, he will save me anyway. If God wants me to know that I'm just before him, he will just do it. I'm just sitting here waiting. Is that what the woman did? No. She didn't get saved by her works. It's not by her effort, but she did something. As I said before, she had faith. I explained to you in the last episode what it was, what faith is. It's trust in Jesus. This lady had trust in Jesus, and true faith always leads to action. So she had trust in Jesus, and she acted on that trust, and she touched Jesus. And I believe if there had been 10 other women who had done the same thing, they would all equally have been healed. Because justification by faith, healing, any blessing of God really, does not come to us just because God wants us to have it. No, it is available to us. You know, righteousness, I think that's the point we're making today, so let's focus on that. But righteousness is available to all. Romans is very clear about that. It says, this is to all and upon all who believe. For there is no distinction. Everybody who chooses to put their trust in Jesus receives it. My friend, I want to encourage you with this. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter what you've done. It doesn't matter what people say about you. If you will just be like this woman, if you'll just reach out, put your trust in Jesus and say, if I trust Jesus, if I trust in his blood, he will save me. He will set me free. I will be made right with God. I will receive peace. I will be justified. I will be righteous. And that means that I am as I ought to be in the eyes of God. You can receive that today. It's available. Maybe you think I should wait until God does something. No, he's waiting for you. He's walking through the crowds and he's just waiting for you to be bold enough to say, I'm going to touch him. I'm going to put my trust in Jesus. Today I will receive salvation. Today I will receive righteousness. I'm not going to wait. I'm not going to look at other people. No, I'm just going to touch Jesus today and I will receive it. My friend, if that's you, we're going to confess together. If you want to give your whole life to Jesus, you say, Jesus, I touch you today. I put my trust in your blood that washes all my sins away. Jesus, you are my Lord and Savior. I belong to Jesus. Amen. My friend, that's how simple it is. The Bible actually says that instantly she received a miracle. My friend, instantly, right now, you have received justification by faith. You have received righteousness. You're right, and as you ought to be in the eyes of God. Please, if you prayed this for the very first time, this means that this is the day you got born again. Don't forget today, but celebrate it. Go to a church where they talk about Jesus. Read your Bible, and I encourage you, please keep listening to this podcast. It's going to help you to grow in your relationship with God. It was so good to share the Word of God with you today. May God bless you abundantly. And I'm looking forward to next time.
Thank you for listening to the Gospel Transformation Podcast. We believe your life will never be the same again. Would you like to know more about our ministry or partner with us? Please visit our website at www.gospel-transformation.org. Gospel Transformation, sharing the good news and bringing others along.